All right, so our story begins in Italy, specifically in Naples, where at the time, around the 1800s, one of the most popular dishes was flatbreads. Now, they made all kinds of flatbreads. They had focaccia bread, they had regular flatbread, which is cheese, which is kind of just like cheesy bread now, and they had flatbreads with toppings. But none of the flatbreads had marinara sauce on them. Some of them had mozzarella cheese, but no marinara sauce. So, it was about 1889 when Queen Margherita decided one day that she wanted to eat a flatbread with marinara sauce, and specifically tomatoes and mozzarella. So this guy, Raphael Esposito, he decides, I'm gonna be the one to make this pizza for Queen Margherita. So he makes this amazing flatbread, and it's got mozzarella cheese, it's got basil, it's got tomatoes, and it's got tons of marinara sauce, and he brings it to her, and he makes the very first modern day pizza.
Raphael Esposito is one of the most underrated people in history, for his creation of pizza is crucial to everyday lifestyles of people all around the world. There are a multitude of events that occur, and a lot of people run into the issue of not having the proper food to feed so many people that they're trying to entertain. However, Raphael Esposito came up with the idea for his queen at the time of creating a delicious food that's easy to make, but also delicious.
Now, pizza wasn't always popular among Italians in the 1800s. After the creation of pizza, it actually took about 100 or so years to get popular. So pizza really became popular, the modern pizza as we know it, that Raphael Esposito created. It became popular after World War II because there were so many hungry people that wanted something that was a little bit more than maybe just cheese and bread. So people turned to the modern day pizza, which is how it got big. And that helped it travel to America and travel to a bunch of different other countries. And it became big in their different versions of pizza. Now, today, there's also a version of American-style pizza in Italy, which is weird and probably really greasy, but it's a thing, I promise.
The significance of Esposito's invention of pizza for Queen Margherita is shown by the plaque that she had embroidered especially for him in 1888. To conclude, Raphael Esposito's invention of pizza is the greatest riverbank of all time in European history.
So the next time you're eating a piece of pizza with red sauce, cheese, basil, and tomatoes, think of Raphael Esposito.